This is Illinois Public Media, WILL. There have been long lines at polling places across the country today, and voter turnout has been steady in Champaign County, where about 20% of registered voters voted early. Reporter Celeste Quinn talked earlier today with Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton about voter turnout.
I've visited about 25 polling places today so far, and my impression of it is that it was very heavy this morning, and we had, in fact, lines at some polling places when the polls opened at 6, and it was very heavy until about mid-morning, and now it's just sort of steady as she goes.
And what polling places that you visited have seen the heaviest turnout?
I think the Mellon Building, which is, I think, CC 13 and 14, City of Champaign 13 and 14, had very good turnout. Faith Methodist Church, which is 15, City of Champaign 15 and 23, and then Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, which is City of Champaign 16 and 24, all had really good turnout when I had visited them, and I visited all of them early afternoon today.
I visited St. Matthew's in Urbana, St. Matthew
yeah.
Lutheran, and they had a line for a little while this morning, but they said the new check-in process was working well. What can you tell us about that?
Well, one of the reasons why we made the change to the laptop computers at the polling places was because for this election, we anticipated record voter turnout, and we wanted to be able to process voters more efficiently and more quickly and more accurately than we ever have been able to before. And so far from what I've seen at the polling places, everything is working really well, and this change has paid off in a big way for us.
Any snags today?
Nothing significant, nothing that you wouldn't expect for a large turnout election in Champaign County. Everything's been sort of kind of normal today. It's been really nice.
And there was a lot of early voting, but today
yes.
Turnout is still heavy.
Today turnout has been very good, and it has never gotten to the point where it's overwhelming. And one of the reasons why we promoted early voting so heavily and opened the 7 new early voting sites and did all the things that we did was to encourage as many people as possible to vote early so that we could have a manageable turnout on election day and still have healthy turnout, you know, overall.
So what do you think when it's all said and done, how do you think 2012 will compare to 2008?
I think we'll be very close to 2008 numbers when everything is said and done.
And let's look ahead to 2016. What do you think the future of early voting is come the next presidential go-round?
I think especially here in Champaign County, as we get more and more used to early voting and the expanded locations and the increased convenience of it, I think people will take advantage of it more and more, and I think it will just increasingly become a greater and greater share of the electorate every election that we have moving forward.
Celeste Quinn talking with Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton. The Republican Holton's opponent in the county clerk's race, Democratic Urbana Alderman Charlie Smythe, has a different story about the voting process today. He's been at odds with Holton over the ability to vote during the grace period registration. Smythe says out of more than 500 absentee ballots mailed during that period, just over 80 have come in for citizens to fill out and mail. Smythe contends those ballots should be turned into local polling sites or to Holton's office.
The county clerk, is, as I understand it, not allowing that to happen, even though it's very clear from the statutes that for absentee ballots, which is what we're talking about, when you use absentee ballots, you follow the same procedures as Article 19 of the Election Code.
Smythe says two local voters are contacting the Illinois Attorney General's office to report voting irregularities. Holton has defended the grace period law, saying he simply wants to treat voters equally. Election coverage on WILL begins tonight at 7 on AM 580, WILL-TV, and online at will.illinois.edu.